Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get into what Deion Jones was saying. He was asked about the business aspect of the offseason.
I don't really think about that, to tell you the truth. Just a matter of just enjoying the time that we had together and the connection that we made through ball. We really believe in the brotherhood, and the time I have with these guys has been great so far, and I don't want it to end, to tell you the truth.
Stop lying. All right.
You know what? I think we can start picking up on this. Because you know how when they've got the lie detector tests, yes, and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
When they go to their quinisms,
uh-huh,
they may be lying.
No. He's not lying about the brotherhood.
No,
lying about the monetary stuff.
No, I know.
Yes,
that.
I'm worried about my money.
But instead of answering the question about that, he goes, here again, he was asked about, you know, whether it was his contract situation or Grady's contract situation or all of the contract stuff on the defense. That's what he was asked about, and this is what he said.
I don't really think about that.
You better think about it.
Just a matter of just enjoying the time that we had together and the connection that we made through ball. We really believe in the brotherhood, and the time I have with these guys has been great so far, and I don't want it to end, to tell you the truth.
Oh, no, you don't want it to end, because that's a true fact. You love playing with your brothers. But I tell you what, we can hang out in the offseason. If that loot ain't right, I'm gone. And you don't give hometown discounts on your first contract. So you know I'm not worried about what Grady's getting. And no, I'm not worried about Julio. I'm worried about me. All right, you got to worry about yourself. And it's not being selfish. That's business.
Absolutely. I think he's also giving us at least a little bit of a hint into the realistic nature of where his head actually is.
I might not be here.
Which is, or somebody might not be here. I love this unit. This is the guys I've always played with since I came into the NFL.
So you're right.
And I hope that the time together doesn't end.
Yep.
But it's probably going to.
It's possibility.
It's probably going to.
It really is. And Deion, hey, that's business, man. I mean, but don't tell me I ain't thought about it. Yeah, you have. Yeah. You know what everybody getting. You know that, and I'm sure that, I don't know his agent, I'm sure y'all had conversations on, let's see what Wags get out there in Seattle. I'm sure they've had them conversations, and it's always more stressful when you know you up for a contract, and you know you perform well to be up for a contract. He has outperformed his contract.
Yes.
So it's time to go get another one.
It is time.
And a real big one, too.
Yeah, real nice big one.
A real big one.
Nice big market-setting contract for a middle linebacker in the NFL.
See, he ain't not going to get just a contract. You know, he's getting a record-setting.
Yeah.
He's going to be in that kind of
He's going to set the market for middle linebackers in the NFL.
Yeah.
That you've got a hand, and this is good. When you have market setters on your team, Matt Ryan, that's good. Your quarterback's good. We'll get into the Falcons quarterback situation in 15 minutes. You got Julio Jones. That's a market-setting player. That's good. He's an elite player.
Right.
Deion Jones is an elite player at middle linebacker. And I know it seems like some people may have forgotten a little bit because he was hurt for half the year last year or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Deion Jones is one of the best middle linebackers in the NFL.
Yes.
And this defense is made or broken by what Deion Jones is able to do in the middle of it.
I mean, you talk about it all the time. You remember when they lost Cam Chancellor and you lose some of the guys off Legion of Boom? They still won games out in Seattle. When you're talking about this defense, that middle linebacker, Mike Backer, that defense is built around him.
Yes.
And it's built around Bobby Wagner. That's why he gets paid the way he does. This defense is built around Deion Jones.
You go back and look at the Legion of Boom years. Even when Dan Quinn was there in Seattle, Richard Sherman would miss a game here and there. Michael Bennett might miss a game. Cam Chancellor was hurt all the time. Earl Thomas broke his leg. The defense maintained a very similar level of production when anybody was out except for Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
When Bobby Wagner wasn't in the middle of that defense, they were an under 500 defense.
Yeah.
The same thing is true about the Atlanta Falcons.
I agree.
Which is why Deion Jones is about to get a whole boatload of money.
Yeah.
Like all of it.
I got one for you.
What's that?
Deion Jones or Grady?
Deion Jones.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, if I'm picking one of the two,
yeah,
I'm picking Deion Jones.
Okay.
I hope I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't want to have to choose between those two guys.
Well, I remember last year leading into the season, we did a regrettable segment.
Right.
Given the way that the injuries played out. But the segment was, who is the one player, non-Matt Ryan, on the roster that you can least afford to lose?
Yeah, 45 is that guy.
And 45 was the answer.
Yeah.
But Grady was an answer as well.
He should be number three.
He's in the top three.
Yeah.
Keanu Neal was an answer. Ricardo Allen. I mean, we took phone calls on it. You know, it was one of those types of topics. basically every name that was mentioned is a guy that missed time last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to do that segment this
year. Oh, no.